One of the most highly anticipated movies of the summer opened this week. Crazy Rich Asians tells the story of a young woman who accepts her boyfriend's invitation to attend a wedding in his home country of Singapore, only to discover the family's immense wealth.
We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. Come on. I'm Colin's best man. Don't you want to see where I grew up? Meet my family? My Ama? I meet up with that strange college roommate of yours.
Take Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
She has been begging me to come visit her, you know.
The universe has spoken. It wants you over there.
While the film is noteworthy for not being another sequel or superhero film, it also stands out for another big reason. It's the first Hollywood movie with an entirely Asian American cast since the 1993 film adaptation of Amy Tan's novel, The Joy Luck Club. Many are calling it a win for on-screen representation, but some questions remain over Hollywood's commitment to making movies with racially diverse actors, especially Asian American casts. Lori Quito Lopez is an associate professor of media and cultural studies at UW-Madison. Lori, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
For Asian Americans, just how big of a deal is the release of this movie?
Oh, it's a huge deal. Yeah, Asian Americans have been waiting for something like this for a really long time. It's really rare for them to have the opportunity to be behind the camera, in front of the camera, the stars of the film, to have so much support for it. There's so many different factors that make this movie really singular.
As we mentioned in the introduction, this is the first film since 1993's The Joy Luck Club to have an entirely Asian American cast. Why do you think it's taken this long? That's 25 years.
Yeah, it has been a really long time, which has been really disappointing for Asian Americans. I just think that in Hollywood, they operate from a lot of assumptions, and they're always really focused on making lots of money, and so making assumptions about what audiences are going to pay money to see. And I think that there's been a lot of suspicion that Asian Americans wouldn't come out and support a film that was starring them, or that mainstream audiences and white audiences wouldn't be as interested in Asian American stories. And I also think that those kinds of logics really compound themselves to make it so that we don't have as many Asian American stars and celebrities who can really helm a film like this and then also guarantee those box office returns. So it's a lot of problems that involve racist assumptions and understandings about the way that American audiences work that then lead to fears about this kind of film.
And we're talking about an all Asian American cast, but historically, how would you rate Hollywood's track record with Asian American representation, maybe not in, you know, an Asian dominated movie, but just as part of the cast?
Yeah, it's been horrible. Hollywood films have a very bad track record with Asian Americans, where they've been stereotyped and portrayed in really negative ways or misrepresented, but also just that they haven't been included. So this is how we end up with whitewashed roles where maybe you would assume that the role should go to an Asian American, but it doesn't. It goes to a white actor who historically it was more common that we saw them in yellowface where they would pretend to be Asian. And now it's just kind of like, oh, that Asian character never existed. Let's just have a really famous white actor or actress take on that role altogether. So those are some of the huge problems that have faced Asian Americans in Hollywood.
Do you think that's been particularly bad for Asian Americans as compared to, say, Latinos or African Americans?
All minority groups face similar problems. I think that Asian Americans happen to be the smallest minority of those three. So we do see Hollywood responding a little bit better to African Americans or Latinx representations because there is presumed to be more interest in those groups, or that they have more buying power, or that they could make a bigger stink about it. So Asian Americans are such a small minority. And then sometimes there's this assumption that Asian Americans also will break down into their different ethnic groups, and that maybe like Chinese Americans would be mad about one thing or Indian Americans would be mad about something else. So those are some of the differences between the groups. But in general, it's pretty bad for minorities of all kinds in Hollywood.
It is interesting because Asian American encompasses a huge diversity of different groups, but it is also, I believe, the fastest or one of the fastest growing ethnic groups in the U.S. So maybe that will change some of the Hollywood thinking.
Yeah, I hope so, because Asian Americans came together under the understanding that if they joined together as a political group, they would have more power and be able to fight together to fight racism more effectively. So given that that's the whole reason behind the Asian American collective identity, I do hope that the growing size of it starts to be more meaningful in all arenas, you know, beyond Hollywood, also in politics and, you know, education and all sorts of things. But one of the cool things about this movie is actually that it does represent so many different kinds of Asian Americans, that it's really multi-ethnic, and it's portraying this very cosmopolitan form of Asian identity where it's not even just Asian American. You know, it's about the Asian diaspora and all of these different Asian groups that can come together in a family or through friendship and all these different relationships that they have. So although it doesn't represent all Asian Americans or all Asians, and I think some people are conspicuously missing and won't see themselves represented in this film, it is one of the cool things about the film that it represents a lot of different kinds of Asians.
We're talking with Lori Quito Lopez right now. She's Associate Professor of Media and Cultural Studies at UW-Madison, and we're talking about the release yesterday of the film Crazy Rich Asians, which has an all Asian American cast. And Lori, you know, I was thinking about the fact that it's been 25 years since the Joy Luck Club came out, that movie adaptation of Amy Tan's novel. And that was about the experience of Asians coming to America and becoming Asian American. This is kind of in some ways the opposite. This is Asian Americans going back to where their families came from.
Yeah, and I actually think that there's some interesting parallels between those differences and the way that Asian American identities and experiences in the U.S. have evolved, where in the early days of the Asian American movement, Asian Americans were really focused on saying we're different from Asians in Asia, that we're Asian American and we speak English as our primary language and we don't have all these cultural connections to people who are living in Asia. But I think that the truth is that Asian Americans do have connections to Asia, and that we have a lot of people who see themselves as living in the diaspora and having different ideas of their homeland. We have a lot of recent immigrants who are part of Asian America. And I think that while Asians from Asia have always been part of the political identity of Asian America, it also makes sense to kind of tell this story about Asian Americans' very complicated relations to Asia, and the idea that we shouldn't just say, you know, only people who are born in the U.S. count or should have a political voice. And so the idea that family and culture and language and global politics connect Asians in Asia and the U.S. is really important, particularly right now.
It seems that, like you said, there's a lot riding on this because it has been so long. There has not been predominantly or entirely Asian American cast in a movie for 25 years. And so there's a lot of pressure on this to succeed. Have there been efforts in the industry from Asian Americans in the film industry to give it a boost, to really try to help make it profitable?
Yeah, I've been really excited to see that, actually, because sometimes you see a really great film come out and the studio doesn't support it enough, and that can cause its failure, even if it's a really great film and even if you think some audiences would connect with it. But I've seen the opposite. So Warner Brothers has done a really spectacular job marketing the film and trying to do their very best to make sure it can be as successful as it can be. So I've seen huge advertising campaigns. I think my friends in Los Angeles say they see billboards all over town, which always makes us very excited. They've been hosting screenings with Asian American community groups and community leaders. There's been Asian American activism to buy out theaters and, you know, grassroots activism to have like Twitter campaigns. And it's really been going from every level, from just like everyday theater goers who will say, I'll buy tickets for all my friends to make sure this film does well on opening weekend, to people who are really Hollywood movers and shakers who are saying, this is our chance. If this is successful, we're going to get all these new films for Asian Americans greenlit. So we need to help sort of from the top down. We need to create new policies that make sure that we include Asian Americans in every step. So I think this is a really great opportunity to bring together all different kinds of forms of activism, ranging from like traditional grassroots activism to the kind that happens inside of big businesses and corporations.
And as we start to wrap up, you've said that representation is so important. This is a fictional movie. Is it just as important to see Asian Americans portrayed well in something like that than in some of the more serious areas, like you were saying, like politics, education, things like that? What does it mean to see yourselves on the screen?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important in every way. So it's important to have Asian Americans represented in really serious roles where, like, you know, our histories are documented, or to hear the voices of our great thinkers. But it's also really important to just have fun and be able to see Asian Americans, you know, making mistakes and being ridiculous and, you know, having all of their different sides explored. I think that those are the kinds of things that really resonate with Asian American audiences. And I've seen a big reaction from Asian American audiences where people are crying a lot at the film. And I myself was crying through much of the film. And I think that it does just feel so powerful to see those representations that we haven't seen either ever before or in a really long time. And so even though the film is very lighthearted, very funny, very silly, it's truly a romantic comedy. It's not trying to do anything serious at all. I do think it has a really serious emotional impact for Asian American viewers.
Well, Lori, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lori Quito Lopez is an associate professor of media and cultural studies at UW-Madison. She's also the author of Asian American Media Activism, Fighting for Cultural Citizenship. She joined us to talk about the release of the film Crazy Rich Asians and the significance of its all-Asian American cast.